Hello, and welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
That voice you just heard, that was Mr. Ben Noble.
And that voice you just heard is Mr. Brian Dooley.
And we are those two hosts that Ben was talking about.
Yeah, we're going to answer some questions.
And the way we're going to answer those questions is with a tarot spread.
Yeah, but we're not very good at it.
We're not very good at it. That's why we're amateurs, and that's why you came to us. And because we're not very good at it, we're going to tell you there's a lot of different spreads that we could use. There's the Celtic knot. There's the...
I think it's Celtic cross.
The Celtic cross.
Celtic knot is something else.
The 86 skidoo.
The two scoops of ice cream.
The Death Star.
The falling water.
The cattail.
The aurora borealis.
The ouroboros.
And of course, the spread that we do, which is just three cards long.
Yep. All the other ones that we just named are really complex. But since we're completely unqualified, the one we use is just the three cards. And in the order we draw them, they indicate the recent past, current action, and future outcomes.
Now, I want to go back for a second to the top of that little... Here we are. We're back.
We're back in time.
Yeah. To the beginning where you said, we're amateurs and that's why you've chosen us. Now, Why would anybody knowingly choose amateurs?
Because they know that we're going to shoot straight because we don't know enough to pull the wool over their eyes.
I guess that does make sense.
We can't fool them because we don't even have a belief to try and jam down their throats.
We're very non-ideological.
Yeah, the only agenda we have is try and get through this without crying.
Which is, we're 50-50 on that.
Yeah, and we cut out most of the crying.
Yeah. You know, I think you're
right. You're welcome.
I think we're on top of a trend here, you know? Like, inexperience is the new authenticity.
Yeah, I think so. It means that you're doing it right.
Yeah. So we're just learning.
And we're doing it right.
All right, now... After we do all of that amateur tarot reading, we're going to do one more amateur tarot reading that's just one card long, and it's called The Card of the Week.
And that's for everybody.
Yeah. That's a little piece of advice, a little foresight into what the week holds and how you can tackle it. A
little what the French call...
Je ne sais quoi.
Joie de vivre.
Baguette.
Confit.
Boulangerie.
Coq au vin.
So now we are moving into... As we have every week for the past 24 weeks, we're moving into the listener question.
Whoa. Listener question, Ben?
Well, no more.
Yeah, what are we calling it now?
We're calling it the Queerance Corner.
That's right. Welcome to Queerance Corner.
Same theme music, same great taste, different look.
Let's jump right in.
I thought we were already there.
No, not until the theme music happens.
Oh, I thought you were doing the theme music after Queerance Corner. After we said Queerance Corner, and then there was going to be music, and then we were in it.
No, what you didn't hear was a ding sound that is happening every time we say Queerance Corner. There's a ding sound.
Well, how would I know?
You don't know that, but now you do know.
Now I do know.
And now, let's jump right in.
Hey, welcome to Queerance Corner. This week's question, can I still say question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is a question.
It is a question.
That's why they're a queerant.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I was like...
Because they have a query.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask if I had to say, like, this week's corner is...
Nope.
Okay. This week's question comes from our queerant, Brian.
But not me. A different Brian.
A different Brian. And he says, what if that was the case? What if for like 24 weeks, I've been under the impression that we've been having just like questions from different people, but they're all your burning life questions that you've just put different names in front of.
And so I've just been building my life and building my life and building my life and getting more and more successful.
You've made this entire podcast an effort for me to sit here and give you therapeutic advice.
Well, as it turns out, it's been garbage advice, Ben, because look at my life.
Well, we did say we were amateurs.
Yeah.
You should probably seek professional help.
That's true.
You should go listen to the professional tarot pod.
I'll look that up.
Yeah. So other Brian wants to know, what does this summer hold for me and my wife on our travels?
And he's asking because he and his wife are visiting another state in their pop-up camper this summer. And they're going to...
That's fun.
Yeah. They travel all around. They're going to be staying on some organic farms and doing a stay there in exchange for work type situation. And so the work that they're going to be doing, they want to know if they're going to be able to pursue their creative work in addition to doing the farm work that they have to do, because they're both creative artsy types.
Well, here's my thought, is that when you're doing whatever it is that farm people do, I don't know, I'm from the city. We're city folk, and we don't like to be outside. So something involving scooping up animal droppings.
Soybeans.
Yeah. Watering plants. Mm-hmm. Driving a tractor.
Spitting seeds.
Yeah, that's chewing on straw.
Oh, chewing on pieces of hay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So while you're out there in your overalls chewing on pieces of hay, that's like a really good time to just like relax and let your mind wander and come up with creative ideas.
Yeah, but you might have to be thinking about like when sunup is.
Mm, you have to get up really early.
Yeah, and like when sundown is and what that means for when you have to fertilize the pigs.
Yeah. So
you can't just use that time when you're chewing on pieces of alfalfa to think about creative stuff.
So let's turn to the cards.
Turn to the cards, because obviously Ben and I aren't, I guess you could say we're amateur farmers as well.
We're amateur advice givers.
We're amateur tarot readers, and we're amateur farmers.
We're not very good at many things.
But that means you know that we're telling the truth.
Yes, we're very authentic.
We're so authentic.
We're honest about what we don't know.
We are the Levi's denim dungarees of all of those things.
Yeah.
Except Levi's denim dungarees is probably the Levi's denim dungarees of farming, because they probably wear... Also, that's not an ad for anything. You know what? Let's just turn to the cards.
Let's turn to the cards.
Before we do, let's go ahead and restate Brian's question.
All right. So Brian wants to know if this summer, when he and his wife are on their farming expedition, if they're going to have time to pursue some creative projects.
Yeah. What does the summer hold for me and my wife on our travels, says other Brian.
Says you. You, Brian, want to know what this summer holds for you and your wife.
Well, something this summer holds is discovering who my wife is. I guess the cards will let us know.
And you know what? I think, well, go ahead.
No, go on.
All right. Well, I was just going to say, today we're using a new deck that Brian has.
Yeah, talk about the deck.
It's called the Robin Wood deck. Not the Robin Hood deck. The Robin Wood deck. And I think Robin Wood, she may be the one for you.
Oh, you think Robin Wood is going to be my wife?
Yes, that's what I think.
Well, certainly we have enough pictures of Robin. Yes,
because here's the thing about the Robin Wood deck. Now, before we started this episode, I flipped through the Robin Wood deck, as I do most of the time when Brian gets a new deck, and I started to notice something. I started to notice that a lot of the pictures on the cards looked like it was just one person. Now, not every card. The male cards have some hunky dudes on them, but all of the women were this blonde woman. And I started to think, I wonder if that's Robin Wood. And I may never know the answer, but I think Robin Wood has drawn herself into every female card on this deck.
So Robin, if you're out there, Ben believes that we're destined to be together.
So let's see what Robin Wood has to say about other Brian's relationship. Flip.
The Page of Wands.
So pages are often messengers, and wands represent passions and desires. And this Page of Wands speaks to the start of something new, a new creative project, a new phase of life. And it seems like that's very appropriate for, you know, what's happening now in your life, other Brian.
Yeah, it seems like you guys are going from whatever you're doing right now into traveling to this other state and doing this camping on farms and chewing on different types of grass. And so, yeah, welcome to the start of something new. This recent past is the herald of that, saying, guess what? It's about to happen.
But the page's name isn't Harold, it's Robin.
Yes, most likely.
Yeah. So even though the Page of Wands is normally a guy, this is absolutely Robin.
The Page is not normally a guy. No? The Page is a youth.
Oh.
The Page, a lot of times, is depicted as a squire, which would be a boy, but it's an asexual card as far as genders go.
Hmm. Well,
but this is definitely a woman.
This is definitely Robin. So, much like the Fool, the Page of Wands isn't necessarily concerned with the details of doing something. He or she, or Robin, is not overburdened with the knowledge of everything it's going to take to complete this project. It's a time of enthusiasm. It's like at the beginning of a creative project before you're down in the weeds and hate yourself and want to quit.
Yeah, you're just thirsty for adventure.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty legit in line with the question.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and move to the present action.
Flip.
Ooh. We got an overflowing Ace of Cups.
And as with all aces, this is also a card about beginnings, but it's the beginning less so of a creative endeavor and more just like of good positive feelings.
Yeah, it's a spiritual and emotional fulfillment, and it's beckoning you to take that cup.
And it's a card about the beginnings of romance, happiness, compassion, being open to what's around you. And again, I think this makes a lot of sense, you know. Don't necessarily, what I'm taking from this is like, don't go into this farm experience thinking one way or the other way. Just be receptive to whatever it turns out to be.
Yeah, take this experience as the beginning of a new project.
Yeah.
This is the entire thing is the cup that's being offered to you.
Yeah. And, you know, the Ace of Cups does also have a secondary meaning about creativity. And again, it's about being open to your emotions and to your feelings. Cups is a suit about emotions. And so this is the time to try something new and about, you know, giving, sharing.
And this cup is overflowing. So if you get a chance, irrigate some crops while you're on those farms.
I want to note that Robin is not in this card. It's just a very large cup.
There is a mermaid on this card.
Wait, is there?
Engraved on the cup, holding a giant heart.
It could be Robin.
It could be Robin.
The hair is similar.
We have no way of knowing for sure because we don't know if it's a blonde mermaid, but
if it were, then it was.
Then it's probably Robin.
Probably Robin.
My future wife.
Current wife.
Not yet. I don't have a wife.
Well, you don't know that. In the question, you asked about you and your wife.
No, that's other Brian.
Oh.
But we're also answering my question about my current wife.
Oh. So final card.
Let's try and keep up.
Whew.
Final card is the future outcome card. And we are going to
About to say exactly what the card was. You said the final card is, and then you said the future card. And I was like, how would you know?
That
I haven't flipped it yet.
That would be incredible if I could do that.
Foresight. All right.
But,
and it's the Page of Swords. And what's shocking about this Page of Swords is that this woman on the Page of Swords does not have blonde hair.
Yeah, so it's probably not Robin.
I assume it's her daughter.
Okay, so this would be my stepdaughter.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope that's okay.
I guess. She has a telescope hanging from her belt.
Huh.
A tiny little telescope. A wee little telescope.
So the Page of Swords represents energy, excitement, and passion. And again, like the Page of Wands, it's a card that's not concerned with consequences or outcomes, but more about that initial spark. It seems like all of the cards that we've revealed in this reading are all about that.
Are about beginnings.
Beginnings and that initial positive energy.
So the Page could be, since it's one of the court cards, it could indicate that it's someone else in your life, that'll come into your life in the future. And so it's probably someone younger, because as I said, the Pages represent someone who's a youth.
A farm youth.
A farm youth. So likely someone that's wearing overalls but no shirt, and they're rolled up past their calves.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's chewing on straw too.
He's definitely chewing on straw.
And this person has a lot of energy and a lot of ideas and is very excited.
From throwing hay bales all day.
Yeah. And even though this person is younger than you and maybe less experienced in the world, there's something that you can learn from this person.
And if it represents you, then you're still at the beginning of your journey. So we've had a beginning, and then
a beginning.
The future is still a beginning, which is great. You might feel excited and have some great ideas. Take a breath. Don't take this time to get up in people's faces. Don't overdo it with excitability, because you are still at the beginning. Even after all of this lead up, you're still at the beginning of this creative endeavor.
Yeah. So what I'm taking away from this reading on the whole is that go into this experience with an open mind. You're going to probably learn something. You're going to definitely have a lot of ideas and creative energy. And I think the end result of this still being a page, still being the beginning of this journey, is that, one, I don't think you want to over-concern yourself with getting too deep into a creative project while you're on this adventure. But, you know, being open, being receptive, learning from this experience is going to leave you at the end of this summer adventure with a lot of creative energy and a lot of ideas to pursue.
And two, you're probably going to see some chickens being born. You might take a pig to a fair.
You might deliver a baby horse.
Oh my gosh. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Don't lose your watch in there, because I think I saw that in a movie or something. So just take off your Fitbit before
that's
you
a different
go
question
in
for a
that.
Day.
But yeah, that's where we're at with that. So,
well, where are we in terms of you and Robin?
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I still need to meet her.
Yeah.
Court her.
Yep.
Woo her.
Yep.
Propose to her.
Well, ask her parents' permission.
Possibly. I feel like this deck was probably created around the same time that I was created. So I don't know if I will have the opportunity to speak to her parents in person. Possibly we could, one of our dates could be with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Where I go and I use the planchette and I ask her to step out of the room for a moment and I just talk to her father and I use the planchette to ask for his blessing. And then he'll say yes, of course, because it's written in the cards. And then I will ask her to marry me. And I feel like you've got something up your sleeve here.
I do. So I, while Brian was on that long rant of his future, I pulled another card out of the Robin Wood deck just to kind of let us know what Brian's next, this Brian here in the studio, what his step might, next step might be, or the outcome of this relationship. And it's a pretty good card. It's the Three of Wands, which is, depicts a young man looking off into the distance. And I think that young man is our Brian here, and it's about initiative and decision and exploration and discovery. And I think that's an auspicious sign.
Well, it could be auspicious, but does it mean I still need to date around a little bit, play the field before
committing?
Before I commit to Robin?
Oh, he's actually looking off. He's looking over the ocean, which I didn't realize because it's gold and there's three boats in there. So I think that is, I think, don't commit. Don't, you know, explore this, but don't commit.
Yeah. Hey, Robin, you're great and all. I'm relatively young and I've got a lot of wild oats to sow. And maybe if I end up on a farm this summer, I'm going to sow those oats. Thank you, Brian, for your question. I hope that that helped. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Queerance Corner.
And now we move into Card of the Week, which perhaps one day will have a clever alliterative name.
Right, something that also starts with a Q.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and dive right into the Card of the Week.
Flip.
Hey, it's the Fool.
And the Fool on this deck, it's Robin.
That's
hey, Robin.
My girl. Hi, Robin. I kind of feel now like she's, since we broke up, like she's driving around my house. This may be getting a little bit weird now.
I don't know if you broke up so much as, you know, you're just taking it slow.
Yeah, we're taking
she
it slow.
Should I take that well?
I guess not. I'm trying to see other people, and she's showing up here, playing a pipe.
Yeah, but she's about to set off on her own adventure, because that's what the Fool is about. It's the first card in the tarot deck. It's about a new beginning. It's about a carefree feeling of like travel and trying something new, and the Fool doesn't know anything.
The fool doesn't know. And for all of you who aren't just getting out of a relationship with Robin Wood, this card is a really great card. It's about unconventionality, about being carefree, about being illogical and silly, and having joy in life.
And you know what? This is really just like another card that fits in with all of the other cards that we've turned over today.
Yeah, it's the beginning of something new, and it's embracing that beginning as just that, as a beginning.
And so just like other Brian on the farm, you guys be open to new experiences too. You don't know what's going to happen.
And you guys be open to going out on the farm.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to go out on the farm. We never leave our houses. But you go out on farms. Chew on some bluegrass.
Fall for your own Robin Wood.
Yeah, find a Robin Wood and settle down. Or don't. Just make something begin.
Yeah.
Find a spider that'll write some pig in a spider web for you and then run away because spiders are creepy. And spiders that are literate? That's way worse.
I haven't read Charlotte's Web in a really long time, but...
Oh, sorry, spoilers.
No, I mean, I vaguely know what happens, but now that I'm an adult, it seems like a very weird story.
It's mainly weird because there's a spider and it's not murdering people.
Mm.
I'm deathly afraid of spiders. Did you know that?
I'm learning.
Yeah. It's pretty much the only thing I'm afraid of that's not like a fear that's inside my head, like other people or happiness.
And that brings us to the end of the episode.
I want to thank Brian, other Brian.
I want to thank this Brian.
Hey, I want to thank you, Ben.
I want to also thank Robin Wood.
And I want to thank our listeners.
You most of all.
Yeah.
And, well, we already did thank other Brian.
Yep.
I just wanted to say, Queerance Corner.
Perfect.
Yeah. So... let's say you wanted to go somewhere where you could listen to more of these episodes or read little bios about us or anything else.
Well, you could probably go to our website at amateurtarot.com.
And if you had a question like other Brian, you could go to amateur. Well, you wouldn't go to it, but you would go to your own email program and type in amateurtarotreading@gmail.com and a subject line, Queerance Corner.
Good luck typing that.
Yeah. And then you would type your question into the body of the email, and then you would hit send.
And then I would receive it.
And then we'd answer it on a future episode.
And if you wanted to read some of our cards of the day or possibly get your own personal card of the day reading, you could find us on Twitter at Tarot Amateur.
And you could hit up Brian personally on Zen Iron Man.
Well, at Zen Iron Man on Twitter.
Yeah. That
you could hit up Ben personally at imakingallthisup.com.
And look, guys, the card of the week was the fool. This is the chance to try something new. Try emailing us.
Yeah, and
question.
You know what you could try?
What?
Rating and reviewing us on iTunes.
That would be great.
It doesn't cost anything. It helps us reach more audience members.
If we get enough ratings and reviews, perhaps Robin Wood would see our podcast.
And then I'd finally have a chance.
She might email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com and say, I've been looking for you.
And then I would be able to say, you found us.
Bye.